In the Beatitudes, Jesus provides a unique description of those who are blessed with God's favor. His teaching is surprising and shocking to those who seek wealth, fame, and control over others. The Holy Gospel for all saints is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. And you may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning we're going to go back in time for a few minutes. We're going to go back to Williston, North Dakota, the year 1957. We're going to the living room of my grandparents' home, 1507 4th Avenue West. Here's a picture of my grandpa Bert Sandberg, my grandma Mabel Sandberg, my sister Karen, and myself. In this picture, my grandpa is 66, my grandma is 59, I am 5, and my sister is 4. You can tell it's the 1950s, can't you? Every home had those wonderful drapes filled with 50 symbols. It was the thing to have. And of course, every grandparent's home had doilies all over the place. Now, this couch is one of those nylon velvet jobs that never wore out anyway. But you'll notice my grandma is making sure that it lasts forever. There are 3 doilies in their proper places. But this morning I'd like to focus on what's above that couch. It's a picture of Jesus on the Mount of Olives. It was painted by Giovanni. My grandparents received that picture for their wedding present in 1917. And all through their life, it was always over their couch, no matter where they lived. And I asked my grandma about that picture a lot. And she always said, "It's nice to know at the end of the day that Jesus is looking down at us," as my grandpa and grandma sat on that couch, and as my sister and I did the same. We can go back to the first slide again for a moment. The picture here, I said, was in 1957. My grandmother died in 1972 from a cerebral aneurysm, at the age of 73. My grandpa Bert died in 1985 at age 94 of natural causes. My sister Karen died in 2018 from a brain tumor. So in this picture, I am the only one who is left, so to speak. Now if we can go to the next slide again. I now have that picture. This is taken in my bedroom. It sits over a chair in the corner of the room. And at night, sometimes before bed, I like to sit and read. And when I do that, I remember what my grandma said. It's nice to know Jesus is looking down at us. And so I treasure that picture, which is now 103 years old. But if you look at it closely, you see something. It's not very bright and beautiful. No, it's very dull and subdued. And the city below is being bathed in moonlight, which you can barely see for the dark clouds. To me, that means something as we gather on All Saints. I think sometimes people have the wrong idea about saints. If we go back again to Williston, I remember as an elementary student, I had a friend, Patrick McFarlane. They were Roman Catholic, Irish, but we were good friends. But he would always tease me. And Patrick would say to me, "Lee, I was named for a saint. You were named for the side of a hill." He put a lot of prominence in his name, that he was named after a saint, and I was basically named after nothing. But in life, he never really grew into his sainthood. I think he had the wrong idea. And somewhere along the line, he got lost and took his life. He struggled. That's the point of my time with you today. When Luther talked about saints during the Reformation, he said saints are participants in three things. Participants in the Word of God, participants in the sacraments, and participants in struggle. He named it. He said, those are the marks of the church. The marks of the church are word, sacrament, struggle. That picture of Jesus that my grandparents had saw a lot of struggle. It was over their couch on the farm during the Depression when they had absolutely nothing. But Jesus still watched over them. Jesus still watches over you and I. Today we hear now in closing for Luther, for us, for Matthew, these are the marks of sainthood. Poverty of spirit. Mourning, meekness, a hunger for thirst and righteousness, mercy, cleanliness of heart, peacemaking, and undergoing persecution. Those are all definitions of struggle, aren't they? You and I are saints. Today, as we lift up those who have gone before us, we remember that as Jesus looked down on them in their lives and their struggles, Jesus continues to look down on us today in our lives and in our struggles. And yes, we have them. When we're honest with ourselves, saints struggle. Saints are not perfect. But you and I are perfect in God's eyes. So I'd like to close this morning with a little poem that, again, I learned in school by Longfellow. The closing verses of the Psalm of Life. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in your strife. Lives of great people remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. And so today, blessed struggling saints, hear these words again for you. You are loved, you're watched over, and you're blessed right where you are. Thanks be to God. Amen.